have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day, in Monday. Mm-hmm. We have to rejoice in all things. We must what?
Rejoice
in all things. Doesn't matter what is happening. We still choose to rejoice. Making that quality decision on this Monday morning. That doesn't matter what you face, what coming up against you. The Lord is on your side. And if the Lord is for you, who can be against you? This is the confidence that you should have on this Monday, the beginning of the work week. I have this confidence. Hallelujah.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 tells us, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. So we are to rejoice when? Always.
Please.
Again, he says unto us, Paul, to rejoice. And he goes on to tell us to let our gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So Paul, he goes on to tell us the things to meditate on. Those are the things that are true, the things that are noble, the things that are just, the things that are pure, the things that are lovely, of good report and praiseworthy. When we keep our mind, our meditations on those things, and we keep an attitude of rejoicing, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and minds. So we must monitor what we are allowing to resonate in our mind. So let's have a mind today to rejoice when, always, and in all things.
Hallelujah. What a word this morning as we get up and go about our daily routine. We know, in spite of world conflict, rumors of wars and wars in every side, and confusion the devil is bringing up in the nations, we have this confidence that God is my helper, God is my strength, God is my shield, God is my defender, in him I trust. So we can rejoice in spite of all the circumstances, in spite of what comes against us. We know we have this confidence that God is with us. And if God is with you, I repeat, who can be against you?
Mm-hmm.
I have the confidence. And that's why we can what? Rejoice this morning.
And continue to rejoice always in all things. We've been talking about find, follow, and finish. Those three key words should be written somewhere on a sticky note by your computer, in your workspace on today, in your kitchen, on your refrigerator, on your phone, somewhere. Find, follow, and finish. We must find, we must locate the path that is right for us, the precepts that God has specifically, uniquely designed for us. We must find and then follow and finish.
This year, no other year, we must make sure that we discover our purpose. Why are we here? Many, many years ago, one great man of God wrote A Purpose-Driven Life. And that was a bestseller. He has a revelation that life without purpose is meaningless. It has no meaning. A life without purpose. And so he wrote the inspiration. He wrote the knowledge that one must find his purpose. Here in 2022, we have another encouraging word from the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of understanding. Are you with me this Monday morning? Jesus says, I will not leave you what? Orphans. I will not leave you comfortless. But I will send you a teacher. One that will teach you all things. One that will bring all things to your remembrance. And in 2022, the comforter, the teacher, is bringing back to our remembrance that here's what we ought to do. We must find our purpose. Once you find it, we must follow it. And don't stop until you finish it. What a word. Find, follow, finish. So if this morning is your first morning, you are listening to us, I would encourage you, as Pastor Diana says, write this down. Mm-hmm. Write these 3 points down and let it be your guiding light. Your guiding what? Light for 2022. So the first one, I must find my what? My purpose. Not looking for everything. What is it? Why am I here? Have you ever asked yourself the question, why am I here? Why am I in this world? Why am I in the United States of America? Why am I not someplace else? God has designed life and designed this planet and put each one where we belong. And we must come to that place of acceptance. We're not here by accident. It's not by chance. It's by what? Divine. Go ahead, Diane. Yeah.
And when we find our purpose, it's our fuel that moves us past every trial, every tribulation. When we find our purpose, and when Paul found his purpose, he was able to move past every opposition. Though it was difficult at times, it was never too hard for him because he was moving, he was flowing in his purpose. So we're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, and look at some of the persecution that came against him. But because he found his purpose, it was not too difficult for him. It was not too hard for him. He was able to remain in good spirits. He was able to encourage others, even in the midst of his infirmities, in his situations, in his trials, in his circumstances. He was still able to encourage others because he knew above all that he had found the will of God for his life, that he was in the precepts that were designed for him, and no situation was able to move him. Are you ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In laborers, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequently. In deaths, often. From the Jews, 5 times, I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times, I was beaten with rods. Once, I was stoned. 3 times, I was shipwrecked. A night and a day, I have been in the deep. In journeys, often. In perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what come upon me daily, my deep concerns for all the churches. So he goes and he says, all these things, all these situations, all these circumstances, all these things that have come against me, but because I have found my purpose, because I am fueled by the fire of God to continue to move forward, no opposition can stop me. So that must be our declaration on today. I am moving forward and no power can stop me. I am moving forward. Declare it out of your mouth this morning. I am moving forward and no power can stop me. It does not matter what is going on around you. God has you secure. As long as you find the path that is right for you, the precepts, those footsteps that have already been laid before your conception in your mother's womb. You will be victorious over all.
When you find your calling, when you find your calling in life, it will drive you. It will fuel your life. It will give you a reason for living. When you don't find your purpose, when you don't find why you're here, then it's like a man walking in the dark. You just read that. He knows exactly what he's supposed to do. And nothing was going to distract him from his purpose, from what he is called to do.
1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, that no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are appointed to this. So when you know that you are appointed to something, you will not be shaken with the accompanying affliction, because you know that you are appointed. Once you have that assurance, you know that you are appointed, then you operate in the grace that has already been given onto you for that situation, for that season of life, for that assignment. There's a grace for it. So we must be confident in that, that His grace is sufficient. His grace is more than enough. That's why when you reflect back over different times in your life and you think, man, how did I do that? How did I get through that period of my life? Or you look at other people and you're like, man, how are they going through that? How do they still have a smile on their face? It's because they have grace. When you're assigned to something, you have the grace for it, and the affliction will not move you. You will continue to move forward. So do not give up on your dream. It's about to happen. It is closer than you think. Everything that God has for you is for you. Do not forfeit it in this season. Hold fast to the promises of God. Find the way that is right for you. And when you find it, follow the course. So maybe saying, well, how do I find it? Go to the one who has the map, which is God. Go to the one who created you. Go to the one who wrote in the book, the vision for your life before you were ever formed in your mother's womb. The one who already has measured, the one who has already marked and mapped everything that you have been sent in the earth realm to do. So we must find it, follow it, and finish.
My life, your life is mapped out by God. It's by design. So it's mapped out. It is already marked by the designer. Map, mark. And so all I have to do, follow it and just finish it.
Mm-hmm. And then when people ask, well, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Well, maybe you're off the course.
Yes.
Or maybe you're continuing to make a U-turn when God is telling you to go left or go right. You're continuing to make a U-turn and going back through the same adversity over and over again. God has already revealed unto us what to do. Because you know how I know that? Because when people are in the lowest point, what do they say? They say, God, if you get me out of this, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Well, you know what to do then. You know exactly what to do. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
This place is trying to break my belief, but my faith is bigger than all I can see. And what I need is redemption. And what I need is for you to put me back on my feet. Whoa, oh.